AT&T, rates, terms, and conditions are available. How may I help you?
Hey, operator?
Yeah?
I'm going to kill the president.
Dude, operator, ignore that. What the fuck are you saying, dude? You're going to get me in trouble.
Everybody, welcome back to another action-packed, fun-filled episode of Default Radio. I'm your host, Decoder, here with my man,
Lucky235,
and we're going to get into a lot of shit today. Today we're going to have, we got some news stories, we got some phone calls to make. I know Lucky got a good number he wants to call up that I haven't heard yet, and he claims it to be really cool, so I'm waiting for that. But, you know, I got a problem today, Lucky.
What's that, man?
A big fucking problem. Well, it's kind of late. We're doing the show late, man. It's late. It's late out here on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's late out here on Pacific Coast, too.
And, as our listeners might know, it's a hard thing to get me and you together in the same place. It's a difficult task to achieve, you know? They could see by our track record. They could see that you weren't around every time, you know? That we had to stream late for episode 3, you know what I'm saying?
Because
it's hard. It's hard to do, you know. People got different schedules, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, in episode 3, I was kind of sick, so that wasn't really a schedule problem.
Yeah, you were dying, you know. So there's all sorts of shit that goes wrong. But tonight, man, we were around. We were this, you know, just let the listeners know, this show almost didn't happen. It almost fucking didn't happen.
That's right.
It's my fault.
Yeah, because of Doug. I mean, I was around. I was waiting for Lucky. Lucky comes around, we're all together, and Doug disappears. And we don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, he just disappears for a whole fucking hour. And then we find the fucker, and he's whining about, oh, I'm on the other line with my daddy, and he's going to spank me. And
shut the hell up, man.
All sorts of shit. But, you know, and it pisses me off, because it's fucking late, I'm tired. I mean, I guess the shows are better when I'm tired, you know, but... I don't.
Look at 2.5, man. You guys were all, like, pissed off.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm pissed off now, so you better get ready for it. But, yeah, so, Default Radio, episode 4, that's what we're listening to. And I got a lot of stuff, like I said. I got some news items, some cool stuff that I want to get into, some phone calls that we want to make. But I just thought I'd air that out first about the fact that you almost didn't hear this. This was going to be another one of those fucking not-come-out-until-Sunday episodes, you know?
Yeah, and who knows what the fuck's going on with Doug right now. He might stop recording in the middle of all fucking hell, and you might not even hear this.
You might not.
You might not even be hearing this. We don't know.
I never know if I'm being recorded. I just go on the fact that I'm not. But anyway, I did want to get into a few things, Lucky. One of them involves one of my least favorite phone companies, AT&T, and specifically AT&T Wireless. Now, we all know... a couple weeks ago, November 24th, local numbers portability for wireless phones went into effect, mandated by the your friends at the FCC, right?
Yeah, they're always pulling some kind of shit.
Yeah, they're always doing something. Well, now, as you know, in anything, there's always going to be complaints. Customers are going to get fucked. They're not going to be happy about something, you know? And that's just inevitable.
Yep.
I mean, when you look, I'm looking at the figures in front of me. I'm looking at the figures, and it's not a lot. For all the people, I mean, according to the FCC, well, not according to the FCC, according to someone else that's not the FCC, according to a consulting company, which I might get into consulting companies a little later, but according to them, 500,000 people tried to take advantage of the local number portability. 500,000. You know, that's a lot.
And of that half, what?
Well, of that 500,000, no, I'm talking about the 500,000 that wanted to, there were only 600 complaints. No, that's not that bad, right? You don't think that's bad?
No.
600 complaints. I mean, that's not too shabby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a half a million? That's nothing. But, and it's a big but. Here's the but. But 60% of those complaints were about AT&T Wireless. Now, if you want to break down the numbers, I got the numbers right here from the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers break down to this. Out of the 600 complaints, as I said earlier, 60% were AT&T. 332 complaints related to AT&T Wireless. Now, when we get down to the other big companies, the other big wireless providers, you can see how there's a little bit of a there's a little disparity in the numbers there. Because you got about 129 complaints from Verizon Wireless, 98 about Singular, 94 about Sprint PCS, 46 about Nextel, and 44 complaints about T-Mobile. Now, that's a lot lower than 332 complaints, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, exactly. Now, AT&T wants to say that this is kind of related to their third-party verification company that they use, a company called Neustar, N-E-U-S-T-A-R. And I'm sure anybody who's put new service on their phone or changed the service, when you talk, you know, you're talking, let's say you want AT&T for your long-distance service, you want to switch over. So you call up AT&T and you say, yeah, I want new service with you fucking idiots because I'm a moron. And they say, okay, well, you know, they go through the whole thing, they sign you up, and then they tell you, I'm going to transfer you to a third-party verification to make sure, you know, that you're not getting slammed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And they transfer you over, and they ask, you know, the person basically at this verification company goes down all these different questions for you, and, you know, you give a yes or no response. You know, do you wish to change your service? Are you agreeing to? Or are you the person whose phone this is? All this bullshit, right? And AT&T is putting the blame on all these complaints on this third-party verification company, Neustar, right? Now, mm-hmm. while I really hate AT&T, I fucking just don't like them, you know. I fucking always have hated AT&T. But I might have to say that this is Neustar's fault because the statement that they came out with, AT&T is putting the blame on Neustar. That's what they're saying. Straight up, they're putting the blame on them. And Neustar is saying that there's no one company to blame. Now,
no one company to blame.
In my mind, that's an admission of guilt.
Now, in that news story, doesn't it say that AT&T is the only carrier that uses Neustar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now,
I mean, well, let me verify that just to make sure. I'll actually, you know what? Do you want me to read the news story, a little bit of it?
Yeah, sure. Why don't you
read
a little bit of the excerpt.
This is, came out on Wednesday, December 10th, 2003, on the Washington Post, and this is a Washington Post staff writer by the name of Yuki Noguchi. And basically, the title of the article is AT&T Wireless Shifts Blame for Portability Problems. Verification company Neustar does not accept full responsibility. It's the title of the article, and I'll read it a little bit here. AT&T Wireless officials yesterday blamed software and computing problems at Washington-based Neustar, Inc. for a high number of complaints from consumers who have tried to transfer their cell phone numbers between carriers. So that's it. AT&T is blaming them right there. In a prepared statement, as opposed to like the unprepared statement they had where it said, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but in their prepared version of the statement, in a prepared statement, Neustar maintained that, quote, no single company was to blame for the problems, right?
All right, Decoder, if you could hold on just 1 second, I'm getting another call.
Man, what? You fucking moron. Doug, you here?
Yeah.
Dude.
This is my radio, man.
Yeah, well, hey, this is definitely signature default radio material.
I'm getting flashbacks from episode one right now.
I'm getting flashbacks from fucking every day.
I'm right here.
You're back. All right, well, Lucky's back. Continuing on with the show. Let me continue on with the article on that note. Neustar, which verifies orders from customers switching to or from AT&T Wireless, said that it, like the entire industry, faced, quote, great difficulties early on, but that its problems were not unique. So they're pretty much saying that, well, everybody has problems, you know? Well, hey, you fuckers had the most problems, according to the numbers.
Well, but then again, I mean, maybe it's just AT&T sales record was particularly good for that weak compared to the other carriers.
Well, what do you mean? That a bunch of...
Well, it sounded like Verizon, I mean, even though they didn't have as many, they had a lot more than the other carriers.
That's true, yeah. And this isn't people like, don't get it confused. This isn't just people who want to, like, get rid of AT&T. This is switching to or from.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so, hey, maybe AT&T is putting out good plans, or I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But I will continue on. AT&T Wireless is under fire from consumers and regulators for apparently botching requests from customers wishing to transfer their number to or from another carrier. Wireless phone companies were required by the Federal Communications Commission, of course the FCC, to allow the transfers as of November 24th. And then it goes on to say that last week AT&T admitted that 60% of its orders were not being completed, compared with 50% industry-wide. And I don't know, it doesn't sound big, but it's big when you're dealing with 500,000 switches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
500,000 customers wanting to switch, and they're saying 60% of its orders were not being, you know, 60%, 50%, that's not acceptable to me, at least. That's just not fucking acceptable. You're telling me that on November 24th, this local number portability went into effect, and half of the motherfuckers industry-wide that wanted to take advantage of it got fucked over?
And let me tell you something. During the month of November particularly, AT&T was also having a problem. They were cut during that same month. They were cutting over to a new computer system for their GSM service phones,
which we had some personal experience with.
Yes, exactly. And if you did not sign up for a TDMA phone, if you signed up for GSM, I'm sure you felt the trouble from that too. So here you are, you're a new customer trying to switch your number over. One, you can't get your number switched over, so you're probably stuck with this AT&T wireless number. And then two, you're having all kinds of customer service issues with your GSM service if they didn't sign you up on the right plan correctly the first time.
Yeah, we tried to call customer service, didn't we? And what the fuck happened, Lucky? Tell the listeners what happened when we tried to call AT&T customer service. Why AT&T wireless customer service?
We got a pre-recorded message that said, due to unusually high call volume, no representatives can assist you at this time. And it wouldn't even let you go to hold.
It hung up.
It just hung up on us.
It's not even like we had to wait fucking 10 hours. It just wouldn't even do that.
I can't believe they said no.
It's amazing. They just hung up. And it made me sick. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, Lucky, what we were trying to do wasn't really, you know. you weren't trying to switch your carrier, were you?
No.
And you don't even have an AT&T wireless phone, I don't think.
Well, I actually do have an AT&T wireless
phone. Oh, but we weren't calling them because of your AT&T wireless phone, though.
I was not calling them regarding my account. But I have to tell you, because my girlfriend also, she's the one who got the GSM phone, and what happened was, is these authorized dealers, they never know what the fuck plans are going on.
Oh, they don't know.
So basically, she got sold a plan that doesn't exist.
God, really?
So the actual plan on her bill was totally different. She's getting fucked over in all kinds of ways. So we kept calling about the billing, and she still hasn't resolved the issue. Her bill is still totally fucked. Secondly, she had bought a second phone for me, but I ended up wanting to get my own phone in my own name, and so we went to return the other phone, and that phone to this day is still turned on, sitting in a box somewhere. The dealer never turned the phone off.
This is who we're dealing with AT&T, huh?
Yeah.
Just morons.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And I have to tell you something. I mean, AT&T's trying to put all the blame on this Neustar. It's all Neustar's problem. Well, you know what? You're the one who bought Neustar services.
No shit.
No other carriers went through them. They're not having any problems.
Well, they're having problems. I mean...
Well, they're having problems, but not as many. Maybe if AT&T did their fucking research and went with a company that knew what the fuck they were doing...
I don't know. It's fucking, it's ridiculous. It's inexcusable. It's ludicrous,
yeah.
Even.
Very true. Very
exactly.
True.
I don't know, man. So what's the moral of the story? Fuck AT&T, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you know, I have to say, though, I have to give them a little bit of thanks because they do let us all utilize their fine automated operator service with 10102880. You know, so they're hooking us up with that. I mean, and I don't know if anybody realizes this. I don't know how many people realize this, but if you ever wondered why, like, well, why does AT&T let me dial these 800 numbers off of their network, you know? Why are they extending this service to me? You're not paying for it, obviously. It's an 800 number. It's toll-free, right?
Yep.
Well, if you think about it, I don't know if you I know you recall this. We've talked about this a million times. When a toll-free call goes over their network, they get paid for that. They get money for that. It may be it may be small, but, you know, add it up.
Yeah, it's probably it's like the CLEX. It's a compensation.
Exactly. Or, but even closer, not just like the CLEX, what about the COCOTs? When you dial an 800 number on a COCOT. Well, the COCOT company, you're using the phone, and they want to get some sort of compensation, and they get a kickback from the carrier. And if there was that one case where those people, what did they do? They set up like 100 COCOTs, and they had war dollars on them dialing 800s to get all the compensation, right? And I think they got busted for tax evasion, so I'm not sure the legalities of that. Kids, if you want to try that yourself, if you want to, you know, get yourself 100 COCOTs and set war dialers up on them to just be dialing 800 numbers day and night, just pay taxes on the money, because that's what they got busted on, if I recall correctly. You know what I'm talking about, right? Look.
Yeah, I think I know what you're
talking.
It was
out there in Southern California. That's where these guys got bagged. And, I mean, I think it was on tax evasion, so I don't know what the laws are pertaining to that. You couldn't call it fraud, you know, because that's the system. That's the way it works. You got a COCOT. Somebody makes an 800 number call. They make a toll-free call on your COCOT, and you're going to kick back because your COCOT's in use. You're technically losing out on the money you would have gotten if somebody put fucking pump quarters into the fucking thing, you know? It's something to think about, that when you're using 10102880, AT&T is getting a little bit of money off of that. They're not just doing it for you for free. They're hooking you up by sending an ANI fail. They could easily transfer your ANI. That wouldn't be a problem, you know? It's easy to do. They could do it, but they're hooking you up.
That's what they used to.
Exactly, they used to, and now they don't. It's weird. We don't know how AT&T works, what they're thinking over there. Maybe they're just logging us all. I had that conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
They could be.
I did too.
They could be doing it. I still use it, of course, whenever I want to make a less than legitimate phone call. Or whenever I want to make a phone call where I think somebody wants to log my ANI, you know?
Yeah.
Making a toll-free call, I go straight to the 10102880. I say, thanks, AT&T. Well, they say it to me. They say, thank you for using it for AT&T. And I'm like, man, you're welcome. You're fucking welcome. And, of course, what's their new marketing slogan that you see on the TV, on the commercials?
Well, I wouldn't know because I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Oh, man. AT&T, take advantage of us. Well, you know what, motherfuckers? I'm going to take you up on that. I do it every day. I'm taking advantage, making the 800 calls, sending the ANI fails, fucking screwing around like a madman with it.
Definitely.
I'm out of control, Lucky. I'm out of fucking control.
I really think you are.
I'm on the loose, bro. I'm on the loose. They can't tame me. They can't cage me up, man.
Oh, man. All right.
Anyway, well, I guess on to our next topic. We've kind of exhausted the whole AT&T thing. It's fucked up, though. It's fucked up. People, they want to get their number switched, they should get it switched. It shouldn't be a fucking problem. What's the big difficulty? You know, what's the fucking holdup? What's the problem, AT&T? Get your shit together.
Yeah, I know. Vonage can do it. Fuck. Come on.
Yeah, Vonage can do it. Anybody could do it. That's all I got to say.
Seriously, man.
I mean, but anyway, I did want to get into this because this has been pissing me the fuck off. And, you know, well, I don't really even know how to say it, like, how to put it lightly. It's just been pissing me the fuck off. And I know you got feelings. You got feelings on
this. An invasion of privacy on this.
Oh, man, is it an invasion. It's the biggest invasion of privacy. Apparently, and I use the word apparently loosely. Of course they've been doing it. It seems that the FBI has taken a big interest into listening in on people in their cars through their they say through their onboard navigation system. Now, that might be a little misleading, because if you got GPS in your car, you know what I'm saying? I mean, is this the fucking thing mic'd? You know what I'm saying? Come on. But what is mic'd? OnStar.
That's right.
OnStar, man. You push that button. You know, you've seen the commercials. You push the button and you're like, they're like, oh, can I help you? And you're like, holy shit, I locked myself out of my car. And they unlock it for you. You know? Or the whole thing where you get into an accident and your airbag sends some signal to the OnStar and it fucking makes this, it pretty much makes a call over the cellular network. And it tells these motherfuckers, yo, this guy's in an accident. And the police will be on their way. They start talking to you through the thing, as a matter of fact. Scariest fucking thing, man. They start talking to you through it. Well, it seems that the FBI, of course, has taken a little interest in this. And they've been using it to pretty much for surveillance operations, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they know exactly where your fucking car is, and now they're turning the mic on and listening in on your car.
Exactly. And, I mean, that's just fucking scary. Now, this is what I was going to say to begin with. I could sit here and I could say, well, if you're fucking stupid enough to have OnStar in your car, if that shit flies with you, because it wouldn't fly with fucking me, I'll tell you that much. It would not fly with me at all. It's almost like the LoJack thing. You know, when you get LoJack in your car, do you know they don't tell you where it is?
Yeah.
You know, because and they always give you that, they give you the excuse, well, if we tell you where it is, you might tell your friend where it is, and he might tell somebody, they might come and steal your car. You know, since we're insuring it, fucking, we don't tell you where it is. Well, that's fucking bullshit. I'll tell you straight up and down, a relative of mine, when he bought his Porsche, it had the LoJack in it. And he told them, he said, look, I don't want the LoJack. You're taking it out. And they looked at him like he was a fucking alien. They didn't know, they had to have a meeting about it. They had like a huddle, all the fucking dealers. And they're like, you know, fucking whispering and shit. And they come back to him and they say, but you know, if you have the LoJack in there, your insurance rates will be lower. And he says, you know what? Fuck you. I don't care. I'll pay extra money to not have that in there. Because when my fucking car gets stolen, you know what I'm saying? I don't ever want to see it again. I don't care if they take my Porsche and drive it down the block. You know? I don't ever want to see the fucking thing again. He didn't want the LoJack, and he made him take it out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, definitely. There's no security through obscurity. Oh, we're not going to tell you where it is.
Yeah, fuck that.
I can't fucking find it.
Screw it. But, man, if you like this OnStar, well, good for you, you know? Good for you. You're going to be under constant surveillance by Big Brother now because you like the OnStar.
Not only are you going to be under this constant surveillance where they can just fucking listen to your car whenever the fuck they feel like it, see exactly where you are driving, you got to remember, when you sign up for the service at the dealership, they ask for your fucking life history.
Oh, yeah.
Your whole life history is sitting there. And you don't think OnStar is exposing this to the FBI either?
Yeah, exactly.
Mom, it's got your medical records, all your personal info, everything.
Now, well, you know, an appeals court, right? They put a stop to this shit. But now here's the reason, not because they're based on any privacy thing, nothing to do with that. You know what the reason was?
What was it, Dakota?
Because it interfered with the operation of the system. That's why. Oh, okay. Because now, because my shit doesn't work correctly is why you're going to stop doing it. Not because this is just fucking Big Brother bullshit. That's not why. Not because of my right to privacy or my fucking civil liberties. No, that has nothing to do with it. It's because the goddamn OnStar didn't work and we don't want to get complaints from the customers.
Yeah, well, you know, and that probably boils down to the fact that the feds and local authorities, and I don't know how it is over there on the East Coast, but here in California, we got like this. You never suspect that you're under any sort of privacy when you're in your car, which basically means if you get pulled over for pretty much any reason, the cop can just search your car.
Yeah, well, they always say everywhere they have the thing, reasonable suspicion, you know.
Yeah.
But a cop can make up anything he wants. Anything's reasonable suspicion. You know, I've had cops ask to search my car, and when I was about to give them permission, because I had nothing to hide, they said, you know, it's strictly voluntary that you do this, because I don't have any reasonable suspicion. So I'm just going to let you know that I'm asking to, and you have the right to, and I'm like, man, I have the right to tell you that I don't want you to search my car? I'm like, all right, you can. And then they started giving me some bullshit. Well, now that you say that I can, that gives me reasonable suspicion. I say, you got to be fucking kidding me. Are you a fucking moron? You know? And people put up with this shit. The people in this country put up with this shit. And I don't know. It's gotta end somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
It has to end somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I mean, you have the right to privacy.
I could go on and on about fucking cops, man.
I mean, it's not even that. I mean, because they're just really the... Well, I could say one thing about cops. I'll tell you one thing about cops. Not all of them, too. Because, you know, there's three types of cops. You have the cops that go by the book. Strictly by the book. They know their shit, and they go by it, you know? They go by the book.
This is the fucking cop, like, on Third Watch or whatever the fuck that program is, where they're driving around and, like, they see someone on the streets fucking feeding pigeons, and they're like, oh, that's against the health code. I'm gonna have to write up this guy.
Yeah, exactly. They go by the book. But then again, those aren't the ones you're supposed to watch out for, because they're really just going by the book. If you're not doing anything wrong,
yeah,
there's no reason to worry. And then, of course, there's the cops that are your friend. The guys who don't care what you're doing, you know? As long as you're not killing someone, it doesn't really make a difference. They'll let you slide. You're speeding, they'll pull you over, and they say, man, you shouldn't be going 180 miles an hour. I mean, it's a little fast, don't you think? But since you're not killing anyone, I'm going to let you slide, because they know they have better things to do. They got crime to be fought, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then you just got the cops who are the ball busters. And you know them because they usually have no neck. And a small cock. You wouldn't know about the small cock, but you could tell from their attitude that they have one. You don't have to see it to know that it's not that very big. You just know. They probably got their ass kicked in school. They probably got beat up and down in the fucking in the schoolyard, on the playground. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then they become a cop because they want to bust your balls, and they'll bust you for anything. Well, those are the fucks you got to watch out for. But I mean, it's not really their fault though, because they're just the enforcers. You know what I'm saying? And of course they're sworn to uphold the Constitution, right? They don't, or uphold the laws at least. Half of the time they don't know the laws either.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't even want to get into that because it's really not their fault. And you could say, well, it's the fault of a corrupt government that lets these infringements on your rights take place. And you know what? Yeah, you could say that, but it's not really their fault either. You know whose fault it is, Lucky?
Whose fault is it, Dakota?
The fucking people that let it happen. The blame is on complacency. When you sit around and you take this shit, that's whose fault it is. The people who take it. The people who just say, well, hey, you know, the government knows what's best for me.
Yeah.
Because what do they want to be, man? They want to be safe. And especially after the terrorist events of 9/11, they just want to be safe, man. And if that fucking OnStar in their car makes them fucking safe, and if it gives them that sense of security, well, we're holy shit, if I lock my keys out of my car, they could just open my car for me. And if I get into an accident, they know about it, and they send the police on their fucking way. Well, yeah, you're safe. But at what cost, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just like my mom seems to think cops always know what's up. The cop's always right.
It's like, well, what the fuck? He's a human, too. He's not a robot.
Yeah, it's like I got pulled over for speeding. Let me tell you. I mean, I got to tell this story.
Right.
I got pulled over for speeding at Haven and Mission in Ontario. And you guys can MapQuest this. The cop wrote me a ticket and said I was going 73, and he said he saw me doing this at Haven and Airport Drive.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you MapQuest the intersection of Haven at Airport, Ontario, California, to Haven at Mission, Ontario, California, that's 2.3 miles away. Now, at a speed of 73 miles per hour, that's approximately 2 minutes down the road.
Oh, don't get into physics with me, man. What about those cops who tell you that, oh, well, I know you were going 80 miles an hour because when you passed me by when I was parked, I had to go 80 miles an hour to catch up to you. And I've heard this before. I've heard this shit. And I'm like, man, you know what? You're just a fucking moron. Because if I was going 80 miles an hour and you went 80 miles an hour to catch up to me, we'd still be fucking going. You'd never catch me. Ever.
Yeah.
We'd both die doing that. You know, there's this thing called physics that maybe they just don't understand.
He didn't actually tell me how he calculated the speed, and that's actually on the ticket. There's a spot for laser radar pace, and he didn't check any of them.
Well, that's how you get out of the ticket.
But the point was that he didn't even bother to pull me over until 2.5 miles down the road. So I'm like, well, if I was going 73 miles an hour endangering life and property,
you let it slide for a while?
Yeah, why didn't you turn on your lights until 2.5 miles down the road? That was my concern. You know, so anyways, and then my girlfriend, who was in a separate car, and we were going to the same place, she paced me the whole way at 50 miles an hour. Yet, this guy pulls me over, and the first question he asked me is, why were you going 73 back there?
Why was I going 73? Well, I wasn't, so that's a loaded question.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I said, am I required to answer that question, sir? And he's all, no, I'll tell you when you're fucking required to answer any question.
Yeah, that's the small cock ones we were talking about before.
Yeah.
Those are the small cock ones.
Definitely, man.
Just not even there, you know? Barely there. Girls call them the thumbs up. That's what they call them.
Anyway, so...
They do. I hang out with a lot of fucking chicks, and that's what they call those guys, the thumbs up.
The thumbs up.
Because it's usually about the size of a thumb. But anyway, enough about fucking...
I don't know how we got on the...
I don't even know. Let's get back into freaking shit. Oh, yeah, with the FBI. Yeah, so the FBI is fucking getting in your OnStar. They're listening to what you say. So when you're driving around fucking plotting the fucking taking over the government, well, they already got you. So tough fucking shit, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody wants to be a revolutionary, but you know what I'm saying? This is all I'm going to say about the subject. Don't be complacent. These people are invading your privacy with the technology, man. You could try. What are you going to do? You're going to think of ways around it? That's a good idea, you know? I'm going to jam the fucking GPS in my car. Why is it there in the first place, you know?
Yeah. Why do you even need it in the first place?
I never had a problem. I've never had GPS in my fucking car, and you know what? I find where I'm fucking going.
You know what? And I mean, people fucking rag on MapQuest, but you know what? It's got me to where I need to go.
Well, the thing with MapQuest, and I will, for a couple of minutes, I'll talk about Map. Well, not too long, hopefully. They always give you that shit. It's always as the crow flies. Now they tell you, you look at the MapQuest, they're like, man, get off of the highway here, go, and just to save you like a tenth of a mile, they make you fucking go through all this like fucking city traffic to get back on the same highway.
Yeah,
so you gotta know when you're reading the MapQuest to just stay on the fucking highway. You don't want to map it out to where you're saving 0.2 miles to get where you're going, but spending an extra 45 minutes in time.
Yeah, I know.
So it's you don't always want to go as the crow flies. You want to use MapQuest you don't want to use it as a definite guide.
Yeah, it's more like a guideline.
Yeah, you want to use it just to say, okay, this is where I'm going to end up, this is how I'm going to get there, but I'm not going to go by every fucking step. That's just ridiculous. Not as the crow flies, but anyway. So yeah, like I said, man, don't be complacent. FBI and shit want to tap into your fucking OnStar. You shouldn't have it in the first place, you know. And don't think of a way to try to get around it, because that's just, it's counterproductive. It shouldn't be there in the first place. But then again, don't go out there fucking waving your dick around saying fucking, I'm a revolutionary. Because when it comes down to it, we live in a capitalist society. And, truthfully, the revolution, it begins and ends in your wallet. You don't spend money, their shit doesn't fucking work correctly. You know, maybe you say, oh, well, it's just me. I'm not going to be spending money. You know, I don't like to get too political on these things, but that's how I'm going to have to put it, man. You live in a capitalist society. You want to fucking start a revolution, fucking keep your money in your goddamn pocket. Don't go to places like fucking Walmart. I'm serious, man.
Starbucks.
Yeah, you don't want to go to places like that. I was talking to a friend of mine about Walmart, and he lives like dead in the middle of New York City, man. He never had even been inside a Walmart until this summer when he was a camp counselor, right? Mm. And he couldn't fucking believe it. He was just like, this is amazing. Never been inside one. And he couldn't fucking believe it, like the type of shit that goes on in there. He's like, man, this is just like the epicenter of fucking capitalism. Right here, all in one fucking store. And the way he mentioned Walmart was, he likened Walmart to a prison. And basically he said that, he likened it to a prison, and he said that you kind of have a rough idea on what goes on in there, but you do your best to never find yourself inside of one. And that's pretty much the guideline that everyone should go by.
Definitely.
Yeah, so watch out for the FBI listening in on your fucking OnStar. Fuck that shit. You know, get into an accident, fuck. You don't want these people coming for you to help you. We're here to help. Anytime you hear somebody say they're there to help, you better fucking run. They always say, we're here to help. We're here to help.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Yeah, you're in good hands with us. We're here to help. Get the fuck out of here. I don't know, man. I don't know. You want to get back into telecom? Because we're really fucking around with this. But it's late, man. It's late. It's fucking late. What's going on? I'm delusional. I'm sitting here smoking cigarette after cigarette and lighting one with the other. I don't even need matches. One after another, man, and we're going. But let's get back into a little telecom. This has been out for a while, this particular little exploit, I guess you could call it. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about TracFone.
Oh, yes, TracFone.
TracFone. Been out for a long time, and it still works. It still fucking works. Now, I don't know, Lucky, you want to tell everybody about TracFone and how to get yourself some pre-calls? Pretty much, it's kind of like cloning, almost. Not really.
Yeah, it pretty much almost is, it's similar to cloning. And,
are you eating a fucking sandwich, bro?
No, I'm eating a chocolate, actually.
Why is there always people fucking eating on default radio?
Because you fear.
Do you hear anybody, man, do you listen to any other radio shows? Like, I don't know, like Off the Hook, Radio Freak America. You hear any of that? You hear people eating? I don't. Do you hear me eating?
I should open a bag of fucking chips.
Motherfucker.
I hear you smoking, you fucking...
Smoking's good. It's good for you. I went over this. Did you get a chance yet to listen to episode 3?
Not yet. I haven't got a chance yet.
Oh, you got to check it out, man. I gave the kids good ideas. Smoking. It's good for you.
Yeah. I actually heard that part. I was on that.
Oh, you were on at that time. Cool.
Yeah.
I thought they came earlier.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so let's get into this TracFone.
TracFone.
Yeah, if you get the Nokia 5125 model TracFone.
Is it only the 5125? Because I've heard differing opinions on that.
To the best of my knowledge, it's only the 5125. However, you can still do it. I'll get into it. Let's just go on with it. With the 5125, there's a little exploit, if you will.
It's an exploit.
Basically, what you do is you buy a cable for this thing that hooks up to your serial port, and you download some software called Nokia TDMA Full, I believe.
Okay.
And what you do is you hook up this little cable to your phone, and you put in some options on the program, and basically it resets the phone and takes the timer off. So there's no timer on the TracFone anymore, and the timer is the only thing that restricts your minutes on the prepaid minutes.
So you mean to tell me that the prepaid minutes is done in the phone itself?
Yeah.
And not like at TracFone World headquarters or anything?
Yeah, it's not on the cell phone network. You punch in the card, and the card has a set amount of minutes that the TracFone knows what it means. I guess it's probably in some algorithm or something like that.
Yeah.
And once you punch in the card, you put in a 10-minute card, the timer will display when you make a call 10 units. And then once you run out of units, you can't use the phone anymore. But what this exploit does is remove the call timer, and basically you can just make unlimited amount of calls.
Because there's no timer on the thing anymore.
Exactly.
And what are these, TracFone people? I mean, is this company like based in like the third world somewhere? Do they not know what the fuck is going on?
It's just some patent that this guy made. He thought it would be a good idea, but
he's a fucking moron.
Yeah, obviously he is. I mean, this is just, it comes back to the whole CoCot thing where if you set up everyone knows how a CoCot payphone works.
Well, why don't you explain it to them? Because not everyone knows how a CoCot payphone works.
Well, as opposed to how it used to work with the red boxable quote unquote dumb pay telephones, where you'd place a call and then the long distance center AT&T would determine the rates based on where you're calling from and where you're calling to,
uh-huh.
And then obviously ACTS would come on the line and it would all be done through the telephone company, and the only way they know you're putting in money is with the quarter tones and whatnot, the coin tones.
Exactly.
So that's why red boxing works. But anyways, with the CoCod, the rates are determined by the phone itself. Area codes and prefixes are uploaded to it, I'd say maybe once a month. And then so when you dial a phone number, it cross-references the area code prefix in its own database to determine a rate. And then once you put in money, it actually picks up the real telephone line and redials the number that you punched in.
And that first dial tone that you hear in a CoCod is, of course, just a fake dial tone.
Yeah, it's just a fake dial tone letting you know to dial, and then it stores your phone number, waits for you to put in the money, and then it picks up the real dial tone and redials your number. And actually, if you listen closely on some CoCods, you can hear it redialing in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, so, I mean, it's good for pay phones because who the hell... You know, why would anyone waste their time stripping the wires and beige boxing or, you know, putting a lineman's handset on there just to make a free call from a CoCod? You know, you could make a free call from any kind of POTS line. Why a CoCod?
Hmm.
You know, so it's good security for a payphone. But when it comes to a cell phone where the user has the phone
in his pocket,
they can mod it in the privacy of their own home. You know, it's not good security.
It's ridiculous.
At all.
It's ridiculous, is what it is. But it's still possible. You just buy yourself a Nokia 5125 track phone. You get the fucking data cable. You download yourself some wares, and you fucking kill the timer, and you're good to go. You are good to go until when? Until they figure out that this ESN is a little fucked up. And they shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you could do with the phone after that, then you could go to basic cloning. Traditional, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to get into here. We have an Oki 900. You can actually clone the track phone pair, and you don't even have to disable the timer. You just clone the pair and then use your Oki. Your Oki doesn't have a timer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is probably an even easier way of doing it if you have an Oki.
That's why I was saying, you know, if you have the 5165 or whatever instead of the 5125, then...
throw it in your Oki.
Yeah, just go clone it on your Oki and you're good to go.
Well, it's not a bad deal. It's not a bad deal at all. Now, wasn't there a website kind of dedicated to this, a little bit of a forum website?
Yeah, if you go to cellphonehacks.com, it's got a couple of little forums there.
Yeah, so Cell Phone Hacks is big into this track phone thing here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm thinking about getting myself one just to play with it. I don't even care about making free calls. I just want to actually see this thing being that retarded.
Yeah, I know. I actually bought a 5125 and a data cable off eBay, but I paid $3 for it, and so I don't think the data cable worked too well. I tried it at a couple places and haven't been able to reprogram the phone yet. So
it didn't do the trick. Well, hey, you don't want to do that because you don't want to admit it on default radio. So you have not done it.
Yeah, I have not.
Me neither. We're both good to go. We're in the clear. Wait, hold on. Let me get it. Okay, the default radio lawyers say that we're still good to go. We don't have to edit any of that out.
Okay.
Yep. So, track phone, man. It's another thing. Once again, ludicrous.
Oh, man.
That's what we're talking about today, man. It's just dumb shit. I'm serious. Not like dumb topics. I mean, like the topics that we choose, that I chose for today, it's a lot of just companies acting stupid. People acting stupid, companies
definitely
acting stupid.
Definitely, man. They're always doing this shit, man.
And every day, man. Every day. I don't even know what to think about it, man. Are you sneezing over there? What the hell is going on?
Huh?
Nothing. Never mind. I'm hearing things.
I'm
having auditory hallucinations.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Well, anyway, I don't know. You want to get into some phone call making?
Yeah, sure.
I'm thinking we make some phone calls. Now, I mentioned it. I want to do this. I heard a little bit of it before we recorded the show. I want to hear a little bit more of that that phone number that you were calling before.
Okay.
So you're going to put me on hold? Wait, do we still have Doug here?
Yeah, we're here.
All right, Doug, you're still here? Cool.
Yeah.
Man, you're fucking quiet today. What's going on?
Just a lot going on, so.
Cat got your tongue?
Okay, look, I'm going to call this number. You talk to Doug, okay?
All right, call it up.
All right, hold on.
All right, Doug, did you hear this number before that he's about to call?
No, I have no idea what we're calling.
Because the voiceover IP bridge was really fucking up. I couldn't hear it at all. I heard something going on. It sounded like a Meridian box.
Yeah.
But
I heard new phones having some technical difficulties lately, so.
Oh, is that what it was, new
yeah.
phone?
Coming up at 45 minutes here, just to let you know.
Okay, that's cool. 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, we're good to go. We're going to make some phone calls. We're going to get into it. You're fucking lucky everything's back. How long does it take to three-way a number? What is he doing, entering in passcodes?
Calling Japan.
Yeah, right? We should call Japan. I want to get Japan on the line. All right, Lucky.
Lucky, come on, man.
Anyway. Oh. Lucky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Prompt maintenance. Voice service ID. Please enter the... Password. To re-record the prompt, press 5. To review it, press 2. To specify a new password, press 8-4.
Review the prompt.
For more information, you have started to enter a prompt maintenance command. To change your password, press 4. To exit, press number signs. Voice service ID? Please enter the voice service ID of the prompt you wish to update. Password. To begin recording, press 5. To end recording, press number sign. To specify a new password, press 8-4. To begin recording the prompt, press 5. To end recording, press number sign. To specify a new password, press 8-4. To update another prompt, press number sign now.
Now, I'm sure you guys are wondering, what the fuck is that?
What the hell is that? It sounds like the Meridian bitch.
It is the Meridian bitch. It is. This is a Meridian phone number.
Okay. Or
now,
maybe one of those Nortel call pilots that are a little rarer than Meridians.
Well, this is Meridian.
Okay.
Now, what happened was I was just scanning through my CompUSA exchange.
Okay.
And I was trying to find the carrier in there. I didn't have any luck with that. However, I ran across I was scanning near the high end where my login was. Like if you call a certain extension, it'll say Meridian Mail mailbox.
Password.
A couple numbers up from that number, it said. Express Mail, please enter the extension you wish to dial. And that on that number, you can just dial an extension. It'll throw you right into their voicemail box without dialing the extension and waiting for it to ring a bunch of times.
Hence the Express part of the
mail. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And so the next number I dialed gave me this prompt maintenance. Please enter the service ID number. Followed by the pound sign.
And the service ID number.
Well, the service ID number there was 105 pound, password 12345 pound.
Sounds like a default password to me.
Yeah, it sounds like default to me. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. What happened was I wanted to learn more about this. I went over on Google and searched everything I could about this prompt maintenance. Couldn't find much information about it except for the fact that you just use it to change your prompts, your voice prompts. Basically, for the main greetings and stuff like that, like, you know, you got your main phone number. When someone calls that, it's going to display a greeting, whether your store is open, if it's closed, if it's a holiday greeting.
Yeah, special greetings.
Uh-huh.
Those are the prompts.
Yeah, you just you enter the service ID number for whichever specific prompt, and then password 12345 pound. I was trying to find everything about this. I didn't actually find the service ID numbers on my own. I had because it's for my company. I was looking at some resources for the company, which is nationwide. I got a nationwide resource on my computer, and I was looking at telephone systems, and I went into Meridian, and I found this. It's just by chance, because I was just bored. I was looking through everything, and I wasn't actually looking for the prompt maintenance thing, but I found this by chance, and it was a little prompt maintenance PDF, and it was like to change the regular greeting, press 105 pound. To change the closed greeting, press 106 pound. And to change the holiday greeting, press 109 pound. And it said the default password on all of these is 12345 pound.
Well, of course. How else would they have it?
Now, so any employee at my company can get information on this. I really should not know that.
Well, you shouldn't, but it's their own fault for leaving the password on default.
Leaving it on default, two, letting all the employees access this PDF file when they don't really need it.
Well, nobody needs it. But then again, you got a five-digit password, change the fucking thing. Is it that hard?
Yeah, actually, all our passwords are five digits, and they expire every month. We have to change.
You have to change it, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
It is.
Default passwords.
Really...
That's what it's all about, man. That's what this show was about, is having everything on fucking default. I'm telling you, man.
Anyway, so if you ever run across one of these prompt maintenance things, try scanning 1XX pound and then
password 12345 pound.
Yeah, a couple default passwords.
That's it. Now, of course, we're not going to give out the number to that because that is with your company.
Yeah, of course.
So you don't want to give out the number to that. But there's a few things that we are going to call we're going to give out the numbers to. Now, I don't know, Lucky, do you want to do the I got a couple of things on a list here that I've been looking at. I got some I got some clocks, some Flex Ante test numbers, payphone test numbers. Yeah. Yeah, I've told you about those. Whoa, what the fuck was that?
What the hell was that?
That was just trippy. Sorry about that.
Oh, what the hell? All right, whatever.
Turn up the show.
So, no, you want to, Buck, you want to ring up, I got two. I got the atomic clock, and I've got two of them, of course, because it's, and I got the, U.S. Naval Observatory master clock, and I've got two of them.
Let's call U.S. Naval first. I want to save the atomic for last.
You want to save the atomic for last?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to give the U.S. Naval Observatory, and this is going to be, I'm going to give you the Mountain Time number.
Okay.
And that's going to be 719.
Okay.
567-6742.
Lucky calling it up or me?
Hold on. 567 what?
719-567-6742. That's the U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock Mountain Time.
I'm calling it. All right. Hold on.
And obviously this program was pre-recorded, because it's going to say something like fucking 4 in the morning. Yeah, you know?
Oh, give me a fucking break. Hold on.
What's going on, man?
Wouldn't they have to register? I don't think he can do it with this Packet 8.
He's not on Packet 8 now, is he?
Of course he is. What else is he going to be on?
Man, a landline, maybe?
Lucky? What do you think you
For some reason, I'm getting a reorder when I call.
They won't let you call it?
Yeah, call it a Packet 8.
All right, man. Doug, you want to try to call that?
Yeah, okay. Here, hold up.
All right. Now, the other number, the Eastern Time number for the U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock is in Washington, D.C., as a matter of fact, and that number is 202-762-1401. So now our listeners know all about
U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock. At the tone, Mountain Standard Time, 1 hour, 26 minutes, 35 seconds. Universal Time, 8 hours, 26 minutes, 40 seconds. U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock.
All right. That's kind of nice, right? That's kind of nice. Now, the other number, and I just gave out, of course, the Eastern Time version of that, which was the D.C. number. Now, the other number is the atomic clock. Now, everybody knows about the atomic clock, the one in Colorado, the 303-499-7111. But
I didn't know about that.
Oh, you don't know that number? Well, the number that I want to call, you ready for this, Doug?
Yeah.
This is the atomic clock in Hawaii.
And the number for that is going to be 808-335-4363. So ring it up. Now, you know what? Here's the thing with the atomic clock. It probably is going to have a lot of ticking before it even says anything. So, actually, I didn't think about that. You never called the atomic clock, Lucky?
Nope.
Oh, man, you can just Google it, or you'll come to, like, literally fucking hundreds. And this is what you're going to hear for a while, is that ticking.
At the tone, 8 hours, 28 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time.
And then it keeps ticking. You going to tell me Hawaii time or what?
What's up with the tone?
I don't know. That's fucking weird. Doug, hang up on that. I only think it gives coordinated universal time. I don't know if it gives regular time. Is it gone?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, there you go. Fucking, now you know all the numbers. You want to know what fucking time it is? That's it right there. The atomic clock and the U.S. Naval Observatory master clock. And those are the ones. You want to set your watch to those sons of bitches. That's what all I'm saying. Now,
yeah.
Huh?
Actually, you know, I heard about this G-Shock watch, which is not only, it's solar-powered, and it sets itself to the atomic clock.
Yeah, they got a lot of those. They got watches, they got little wall clocks, desk clocks that set themselves to the atomic clock.
I just thought it was cool, because you know the time, it sets it to your local area.
Yep.
You know exactly what time it is. And plus, you don't ever have to worry about a battery because it's solar powered.
That's it. It's like fucking forget about shit. Just let your watch do the work for you.
Yeah, pretty nice.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Now here's another number. This is another Hawaiian number, as a matter of fact. And I hope this one works. I haven't called it for a while, but you ready, Doug?
Yeah.
This is, I think it's Hawaii weather. This might be at the airport on the Big Island. I don't have it written down. I just have it written down. It's Hawaii weather. But the number's going to be 808-973-6109.
All right, hold up.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where this gives the weather from. It's probably from an airport, most likely.
Expected to slowly decline on Friday, only to be replaced by a new northwest swell Friday night and Saturday near or at advisory levels of 15 feet. Surf is expected to slowly decline Sunday through Tuesday. Surf heights are forecast heights of the face, or front of waves.
This is NOAA Weather Radio Station KB899, serving the Aloha State, and broadcasting from the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Honolulu.
I guess that's it.
High pressure northeast of the island.
Hang up on it. I like that voice. It's pretty funny.
That's funny.
It is.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, man. So I don't know. You want to get into some more calls? You got anything you want to call, Doug? Anything you want to call, Lucky?
Not really.
Ah, you're a bunch of bitches. Supposed to be phone freaking and stuff like that and making calls.
Phoned!
Phoned! You have been illegally phoned. Man.
Our listeners are going, what the fuck is going on?
They don't know what's going on. I got these Flex Any payphone test numbers. I don't know if they're really that interesting.
Probably not.
Probably
Ooh,
not.
You're not calling from a payphone. Woo, you're calling from a payphone.
Yeah, just a lot of crap like that. I got these PBX test numbers.
The what?
The PBX test numbers for when they come out with new area codes.
Oh, yeah, blah.
You don't like that shit? I like them. They're pretty funny sometimes. Ah, well, screw you then. We'll call. You want to call the Tropical Storm Tracker?
The what?
Hey, Doug, get ready. Call it up. 305-227-5869.
Where's this at?
Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, what'd you think it was? Like fucking Russia?
It's fucking Tampa. Hold the fuck up, man.
It's Miami, you fucking dumbass.
Yeah, 305. What does he know, man? He doesn't know where it goes. You got to know him like the back of your hand.
There are no tropical cyclones being tracked in the eastern Pacific Ocean at this time.
Well, that's good to know.
Cool.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, going back to that back of the hand statement, you know, I don't really know the back of my hand.
Oh, take a look at it. I know mine. I see it every day when I'm fucking whacking it. It's the other side of my hand that I'm not really acquainted with. It's not that funny, Doug. Doug's just getting aroused thinking about it.
Oh, fuck you.
Seriously, man. Well, I don't know. What's the time, Doug? Are we ready to get out of here?
We're, like, almost at 60 minutes.
All right, well, good, because this is Default Radio, and we're out of here. You got any shouts, Doug?
Shouts out to Rigel5, Royal.
Yeah, everybody who helped us out with the show last week. Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Not Theory. And,
yep.
That's it.
any shouts, Lucky?
Yeah, I'd like to give a big shout-out to Doug's mom.
Yeah, she hooks us all up in ways that Doug will never understand.
Oh, yeah, another shout-out to Lucky's girlfriend.
Yep, shout-out to Lucky's girlfriend, too.
Yeah.
And my shout-out for this week.
Best phone sex I ever had.
Shut up, man. I always get interrupted with my fucking shout.
I could kill you.
Shut up. Like I said, once again, my shout-outs this week go to my man Strom Carlson. Shouts to G.I. Joe. And,
oh, yeah. Definitely shouts to him.
Yeah, shouts to G.I. Joe.
That guy's always listened to our show, man.
Hell yeah. G.I. Joe's the man. Shout to Natus, of course, another regular listener. Shouts to Neuro, repping the 928. Yeah, in the house. And one big shout out to all our listeners over in Sweden, Stockholm 2600 representing. And we're out of here.
Lady
Ball Radio.
Get
fucking
fuck
your mom.
Out.
Fucking Doug's mom.
Get the fuck out of our faces.